How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast, a Go Light original. With thanks to butternutbox.com, delivering tailored meals straight to your door. Because fresh food means happy dogs.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, before we get into the show today, I just want to let you know that, of course, this episode is sponsored by Butternut Box. And we need to discuss that for a second. We need to look at what you're feeding your dog. Because some of you people out there are giving your dog these brown little biscuits that look like they've been sitting in a warehouse since the late 1990s. It's embarrassing. Dogs deserve better. And that's where Butternut Box comes in. They use whole, human quality ingredients, gently cooked to lock in the nutrients with zero nasties. What do we like about nasties? Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's why we want none of them.
Yep.
Less nasties.
Yuck.
More roasties.
Less
nasties.
Me.
More roasties. It's tailored specifically to your dog's age and breed. And it's delivered right to your door. Fresh food. Happy dogs, it's that simple. Switch to fresh today at butternutbox.com and use Weekly Roast for 50% off your first two boxes. Now, on you with the podcast.
Let's do it.
Michael.
Mark.
I took it too far.
Oh, what else is new?
I took it too far in the Midlands. Guys, just to bring
I'm
up
glad
this
you
theme.
Said it.
There was a moment in the Midland show, now forgive me for what I'm about to say if you're a new listener, but there was a moment in the Midland show, it was our last ever performance of the House of Loons, so I was giddy as a goose.
Mm-hmm.
I was running into the audience.
It was great.
I was doing laps of the room, shaking hands, kissing babies, jumping up on tables and chairs and all the rest. It was unbelievable crack. The Midlands audience
amazing.
Were amazing. However, I had this like harebrained idea 3 hours before the gig where I was like, because we've been giving t-shirts away at the shows, right? We've been giving merchandise away and various things. I love like giving stuff. I just like giving back, basically. Like Al Capone chucking turkeys off the back of, you know, Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair play.
So I like giving away bits at shows. And I was trying to think for the show and offer, like, what could I do that was novel? And I had this ludicrous idea where I thought it'd be funny. Obviously, we couldn't, you know, the groundskeeper, Willie, we can't actually get him up on stage for somebody to perform a sex act. By the way, somebody sent me a message the next day and was like, really disappointed you didn't have groundskeepers Willie on the stage, like talking it through. Talking what through? His blowjobs. Yeah. What do you think? This isn't Cirque du Freak by Darren Shan. Do you know what I mean? I'm not fucking Dr. Krebsley. Like, shout out my Darren Shan
yeah,
fans.
Wow,
but
yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? We can't actually just bring a 74-year-old man up on stage with... Anyway,
yeah.
I had this idea. I was like, what happens if we got like a dildo and then gave that like, as like in honour of the groundskeepers, Willie, because his daughters are in the audience. So sure. I was like, we could give it away. That would be funny. So I text Mixery Mick and I'm like, yo, I need you to get a dildo. And he was like, which one? Because obviously he's an arsehole of them. No, but I was like, I need you to pick up a dildo before the show tonight. And he was like, okay. And then he starts sending me pictures of dildos in the sex shop. And he was like, you know, oh, any bigger and it's going to cost €90. And any bigger, mate, you're going to have to buy a wheelchair with it because anyway, he brings a dildo to the show. And I hadn't rehearsed this and I didn't really plan how it was going to go down, but we gave out some t-shirts. We got loads of raspberry tarts in honour of Jane and Kerry to give out to the audience. So that was all great. And then I was like, right, now we need a volunteer. And next thing you know, we had two women with their hands up and we got them up on stage and I went backstage and then like came out with this dildo. But the two women had their eyes closed and the reaction from the audience was like, this is weird. And there's a moment as I was like creeping towards them, literally to use the correct use of that verb, I was creeping towards these two women with their eyes closed going, are you ready for a surprise? With the dildo in my hands, that I realised, this is how people genuinely get cancelled, yeah. Mark. Like, this is too confident. The leopard print jacket, all of this is, you're enjoying the success too much now.
Yeah.
You can't have... It was just very
Icarus. You were literally Icarus.
It was too close to the sun. Because the two women with their eyes closed, and as I was closer, there was like a couple of people in the front row, they're like, oh, stop. Like, and I was like, will I not give them the dildo? Yeah. They're like, yeah. No, anyway, it was just horrific. I'm getting awkward.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but producing dildos into strangers' hands and is just not the answer.
Yeah.
So anyway, the shows are over.
They are.
Unbelievable. Sort of devastated now that I have nothing to plug.
Completely, yeah. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
5 months, nearly 5,000 people.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Like, guys.
Stuff for dreams. Genius.
Stuff for dreams. Thank you so much to everybody who came to the House of Loons from the Olympia Theatre in January, straight through Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Galway, the Midlands, Dublin again, and Killiney. Guys, thank you so much. It's been a life-changing few months. Listen, so any takeaways from the live shows in general before we move on? Like any sort of, any learnings? Obviously, my learning, of course, is to not present dildos towards people. Male or female. No, by the way, particularly when their eyes are closed... and going, would you like a surprise? So that's my leading takeaway.
Okay.
Oh, also, I love being on stage more than anything else in the world, and that's what I need to devote my life to.
Yeah, I honestly, the only learnings I've come to realise is just how much I love that experience.
I feel like the weigh-ins got a mixed reaction.
It was a great experiment or study on where I have and haven't followings.
For those of you who didn't come to the House of Loons, we did these. And by the way, this was not my suggestion, so you can't hold it against me. Like, and this is,
I love how you caveat it every time.
Well, you know, this isn't me. This can't be the Tyra Banks moment, okay? Where in a few years you're like, oh, actually, listen back to the podcast. And he was even mocking it as he was doing it. Michael had this idea that we should do a weigh-in for him at the Olympia Theatre whenever we did the first night of the show. It was absolutely crazy. We got like an uproarious response from the crowd.
It was amazing.
It was fabulous. He had his starting weight on, which was like 144 stone or something, or kilos.
Kilos.
Yeah. Debatable. No, I'm joking. But you know, you had done, he had lost, by, was that the first month?
Yes.
Yeah.
A month in, yeah.
So that got a huge response. And we were like, right, let's keep doing this. We did it then in Cork. Oh no, we did it in Limerick.
Mm.
And people were sort of like, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it. I was like, well, we do a weigh-in. And they're like, of Michael.
If you aren't.
Yeah, it's not really the place, is it? Yeah.
It's the House of Loons, Mark.
It's the House of Loons, a comedy show. And your man's got his jocks off, so... And then we did it in Cork. Kerry got a great response.
Kerry got a great response.
Both of the people that were there.
Ah,
and
Mark.
Then, yeah, it was... Midlands got a good response.
Yeah. I don't know if you copped on the Midlands, because we were on carpet, I stood on it and said I was like 60 kilos. I just like, I weighed myself in that morning, so I just went with that.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, no, I didn't actually notice that.
Imagine, he's lost half.
Yeah, yeah. He's literally dead. Nevertheless, you are very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Guys, today we're talking about annoying, your mum's annoying
parents. Or friends, God, yes.
And let's be honest, parents have had annoying friends since God was a boy.
Yes.
Okay? Yep. But today's collection are a smorgasbord of insanity that even for Weekly Roast standards, they are particularly outrageous. I'm going to start with one here that even reading it, I can feel my heart and phallus palpitate.
Oh.
Do you ever just get that little...
Yeah, yeah, the flutter.
The flutter of the willy. And you're going, ooh. That moved by itself. Like, did it just levitate? Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Anyway. Nope. Anyway. Are you ready for this? This one's an enraging start to the
show.
Let's do it.
My husband and I had recently had our first child and we're bringing the babe...
That accent?
Yorkshire?
Sort of. I'll just do Irish.
Okay.
My husband and I had recently had our first child and we're bringing the baby with us while we went out for dinner with my in-laws. Baby nods off in the car. Perfect timing, says I. And by the way, As a father, I can attest to that. So we know he'll sleep through the meal and we'll be able to enjoy our food.
If only the mother-in-law would do the same, am I right?
The hand gesture is just... Before our food arrives, my mother-in-law's friend comes over to the table cooing over the sleeping baby, right?
Okay.
She starts rubbing his cheeks and then proceeds to pinch his nose closed until he wakes with a fright and starts bawling. She then says, oh, did I wake him? Had to hold him then for the entire meal and I'm still raging about it 2 years later. Yeah, I'm absolutely enraged. If somebody did that to me with Rosie, I swear to God.
You decked him.
I wouldn't deck them, Michael. I don't believe in violence.
Oh, okay.
I just called them a slur. So I think... no.
I
would just insult their physique and call them a slur. I think that's absolutely outrageous. I said this on the podcast the week after Rosie was born, myself and Darren, it was our first ever time leaving the gaff with Rosie. So any new parent, you're absolutely petrified. Like you are terrified that everybody is looking at you going, oh, bad parents, bad parents, bad parents. We're walking through the car park with Rosie in the buggy. I've just gotten the buggy set up, which is an ordeal in itself because it was literally the first time I'd done it. And this woman comes over. Oh, hi, is this yours? We're like, well, yeah, we're not fucking kidnappers. Really inefficiently bougie kidnappers, by the way, who thieve children and then go, we're going to BT's for an hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the authorities, we're on Portuguese time, so the old local gendarmerie in Vala de Lobo or Praia del Luza won't be in touch with us for another 6 working days with us if history's anything to go by. We've got about a week to play with. Do you know what I mean? Kate and Jerry going, but like, anyway, you know, we're not kidnappers. Yes, this is our child. And then she reaches in and goes to touch Rosie's face. And I'd say, sorry, can you not do that?
Yeah.
And I was like, can you take your hand out, please? And she got really angry at me. Darren was awkward, but your one was like, oh, you can tell it's your first. I was like, I can tell you're a fucking stranger. Please get your hands away from my child. So I called her a slur and slagged her physique. Nevertheless, I didn't. Yeah, that's enraging.
That's outrageous. But like, surely holding your... Like, that's a sleeper hold. That's...
You're not a father, though. So where do you get off?
I have a cat, Mark.
That's just what I want to know, is that you aren't a parent.
I'm a carer.
So what gives you the God-given divine right? Nevertheless, here's another one that's going to spice people up. This is more your elk. More milk, shall I say. My mom's friend was visiting after mom had my younger brother. This friend had a baby of her own only a few months previous. I was a toddler and woke up crying. So mom had to leave the kitchen to go upstairs to settle me. When she came down a few minutes later, her friend was breastfeeding my brother. She said he was unsettled and started to wake up. And since my mom was busy upstairs, she thought putting him on her breast to feed was the best decision. We still mock my brother about it today. He's 42. It's not the brother I'd be having to go at. It's not the brother who's in the wrong here. The brother is a literal newborn who'd plant his mouth around the nipples of a lioness.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The chest of a hippo. Nope. But, like, outrageous by the friend, I think. I
completely agree.
Obviously, I'm afraid to make any sort of comment about breastfeeding in general because it's not... It's an incredibly complex, which I never knew, of course, and sensitive subject for women, right? And so it should be, because it's really difficult. I think the idea of woman, this friend, producing breast, teat, and just going, yeah, slash him in there. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's scandalous.
She'd have no idea when the baby last was fed. Like, she's going out of her way to do that.
Means, Michael. Lucas could have had his first feed an hour ago. No, it's more you're producing your breast in the kitchen table and going, yeah, have a bit of that, slug a bit of that. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
You're not standing at a Lucozade stand chucking it at marathon runners as they go by. Do you know what I mean? It's not a one catch all approach to nourishment. You can't just do this, oh yeah, baby in the park, lob it in there, boy. Do you know what I mean?
with these breasts on you, used worse than a Victorian streetwalker in the dock of a port.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? Working the double shift when the US Navy are coming in. Like, you cannot. It's outrageous.
Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark, technically this isn't sound, I love when somebody begins with "this isn't sound." Oh, you're about to do, you're justifying the thing.
I like the awareness.
It's like whenever you're talking to them, they go, halfway through the conversation, they go, "Listen, can I be totally honest with you? Why have you waited 53% through this interaction before being honest with me? No, by all accounts, please just maintain the charade. Please just lie to me for the duration of a relationship, do you know?
We'll change the entire structure of the conversation.
I would like you to always be honest with me. I don't think that's too much to demand from a friendship or a parent, Mum. No, I'm joking. Nevertheless, Mark, technically this isn't sound, so maybe I'm a dose for sharing. But we used to go skiing as a family. Oh. And one of my mom's friend invited herself along even though she'd never skied before. She refused to get lessons because she'd been water skiing once and insisted it was the same thing. Definitely not the same thing.
Definitely not.
That's like the difference between breastfeeding, you know?
Yep.
Just trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Tie it all in.
Good.
Seamless. Yep. Bought about 3 brands worth of gear. Would you say that's grand meant to be?
Probably.
Three grands worth of gear. Some people call that a bank holiday weekend. No. Brought around 3 brands worth of gear. On the first afternoon, she had to be airlifted to an Austrian hospital after she fell off the chairlift.
Amazing.
What a cartoonish way to injure yourself when skiing. Amazing.
That is incredible. And I think you see it every single year.
I mean, if you're going skiing just to sort of flex the materialism, it's a slippery slope.
Ah, very good.
You know, yeah. And I'd say she was rightfully pieced off.
Ah, very good.
She went off piste. Yeah, hilarious.
Incredible. But skiing, there's a madness with people who go skiing. Like, it's an incredibly dangerous sport, a potentially dangerous
yes.
sport. People go out without lessons. Like, you see helicopters on mountains every day.
Well, I've talked about this before, and it's obviously a particularly niche piece of content is to get into the nuance of skiing. Yeah, the sort of ski economics, the economics of the ski trip. But the advent of accessible and affordable flight has been a great thing for everybody, of course, and the rest of us that have to get along with them now as a result. But no, I'm joking. No, but as in the... The problem is with ski trips becoming so accessible, people forget you're still on a fucking mountain.
Totally.
It's like, I think also with swimming and the, like, mountain and sea, you are still at the total behest of the mountain. And fair enough, you can go with Crystal Ski or something and do a ski trip for £200. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But you are still being exposed to the elements and at the behest of those elements.
With generally speaking, a lot of alcohol involved as well.
I wouldn't say that. I never drank when I was skiing. So... such a sweeping generalisation to both me, other alcoholics, and skiers.
Say that under a polygraph.
Where did you go to your ski trip? Kiltearnan? Nevertheless. Okay, mum's annoying friend came over dressed as Santa, got pissed, fell into a hedge with her arse out.
We're back, legend.
Wait for us, June 14th. Even better.
Let's go.
It's a barbecue, Helen. What are you doing? Ho, 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 bitches. Yes, we love it. Get a nag and a jack into you and just have a bit of crack.
That's not a weird parent.
I wish she was my godmother.
Yeah.
I love that. So the dressing up as Santa in the middle of June.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Gets pissed. Brilliant. Mm. Falls into hedge. Yeah. Arse out.
Ah.
Just the arse out as well. Because why not? Because dressing up like Father Christmas in the middle of fucking... Just dressing up like Father Christmas 7 days before the summer solstice wasn't loon enough. You have to produce ass. There's some people, man, that's one thing that I never got with drinking.
What?
The whole nudity thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've spoken about this before, but I remember growing up, like, I went to a private boys' school, rugby fucking macho slop. And by the way, I subscribe to it, so don't get me wrong. I'm not absolving myself from former sins or whatnot. But, like, I remember, like, when we started drinking, there was this thing that the lads in our year did. It was, like, midnight. It's naked hour. I was like, what? And they're like, everyone has to get their dicks out for naked hour. And I remember them, I'd be like, well, no interest in this.
No.
And I was like, I wouldn't mind going over and chatting to the Holy Child girls. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's fucking naked hour, get involved. I was like, no, you gay. Michael, I'm fairly sure, like, me not wanting to produce my penis in a circle full of lads. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like some sort of prepubescent aggressive bukkake session with no one in the middle. I don't really feel... How does that make me gay to not want to do that? Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
So, nevertheless.
Okay.
If my mom is out with her friends and me and my brother get Chinese, the friend asks... Oh, sorry. If my mom is out with her friends and me and my brother get Chinese, she asked my mom to tell us to leave our leftover Chinese outside the front door in a bag and she'll collect it on the way home from the pub. No.
That's disgusting.
What?
That's absolutely rancid.
So she wants her mate's kids. The amount of rings to jump through there just to get your greasy little mitts on a fucking Chinese.
On the, like, the tail ends of one as well.
And how does she even know it's there? Like, does she go up and look through the letterbox like some sort of Peking duck?
Ah, very good.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Trying to think.
Sweet and sour.
What number of house are they? 3 and 1?
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ooh, beef.
Beef.
Curtains. Chili chow mein.
Oh.
Chicken. Nope. That's... That's the thing. It's bananas, though. Like, did she also get her to leave a pair of underwear out? Oh, no, not this one. This is the wonton.
Yes!
That is the best joke I've ever made on the show. Oh, fuck. That is so, there's definitely one person out there listening who's gone, and that's when I disengage the podcast. There's a point with every podcast that we reach where I always wonder about this because, like, I listen to podcasts and there's podcasts that I listen to that I go, I will never stop listening to this.
Yeah.
And then they say one thing, like, cool, I'm done.
That's it.
Probably it. Okay, here we go. We're nearly done.
Well done.
Mom's friend got divorced, moved into our spare room, so I blast Mr. Lonely by Akon.
Wow.
Cruel.
You're the problem
there. Gotta be cruel to be cruel sometimes. It's a dog-eat-dog world and... just cruelty.
Mm.
This poor woman sleeping in the box room and lonely. I am so Akon, a rampant crook, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he was trying to build this obscene, Google it. He was trying to build this like Dubai in Africa, but it was like, oh my God, completely bananas.
Oh my God.
Like derangement architecture, and it was going to be all like solar powered and it was worth 17 billion. It was genuinely, yeah, preposterous. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. We're down to the last two. Ready?
Okay, let's do it.
My brother is autistic. Wait there. My brother is autistic and my mum would have a friend come over sometimes to help her. The both of them are typical Irish mammies, which grated on my brother. When they were cleaning his room, they were both giving out, rattling a black bag, telling them how disgusting it was, clicking cups and plates. Then my mum's friend shouted, "Oh, for God's sake, what on earth are all these tissues?" as she was picking them up and shoving them into the bag. I don't know if this has anything to do with autism. My brother walks by the door and as cool as a breeze replies, "Happy hour." And we all just burst out laughing with the two ladies just stuck horrified trying to process what he just said. It was absolutely hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious, but like, I don't. It's just wanking, isn't it? It's just a guy, by the way, who knows that his mum and sister are coming up. Yeah, just leave the tissues there. along with the good the paint legend. It's fucking brilliant.
Incredible.
And then last but not least, we have to finish with this. The raison d'etre, the reason this whole episode started, was the original, the greatest contribution we've ever had to the show. When I was 3, my 2 older brothers got me to bring a note into my mom's friend who was visiting that said, "Fuck off, Anne, and go home." Spectacular. There is an Anne in every child's life. And there comes, it's the stuff of dreams to manifest the courage to be able to say, "Anne, fuck off."
Fuck off.
And we never do.
Yeah.
But this little girline did.
What a legend.
Nevertheless, let's get on with some voice notes. Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Oh, guys, you are very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. This is truly my favourite time of the week. And, actually, quick idea.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to change the name of the Roast Mortem.
Oh.
Apparently, it's confusing sponsors whenever we're going to market and they're going, "Oh, but we want to sponsor the Weekly Roast." And we're going, "Oh, but the Roast Mortem is their bonus." And by the way, our bonus has as much listens.
Yeah,
as many listens as our main, which is great. But they're like, "Oh, we want to sponsor the Roast." So we might change the name overall to, I'm thinking, I'd be open to hearing your thoughts, guys. Would we call the main show like the main course, then have the Roast Mortem as the side dish, and then drum roll, please, not an actual drum roll, but whenever we do our celebrity series, it could be like Just Desserts.
Ah.
Because we're launching, let's go, a celebrity series in June.
Amazing.
Where once a month, if maybe twice a month, probably once a month, we're going to have a celebrity guest on for them to tell us 3 things that they want to roast.
Love that.
And then we might go through their Instagram.
Oh.
Get some influencers
that would be
and
amazing.
Fucking rinse their Instagrams.
Yes.
It'd be unbelievably good crack.
Please, please, please.
If you think that's a good idea, let me know. Let me know about the title. Like, what do you think? Like, so basically, the Weekly Roast is still going to be the overall banner, right?
Sure.
But within that, it'll be like main course, side dish, just desserts.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Playing into the roast thing.
I love it. Yeah. I did think it makes sense as well.
And I feel also like Roast Mortem at the end of the day, it's like it's synonymous with dead shit. So it's not, unless it's like, "Hey guys, it's O'Brien's funeral home in Clonakilty." Do you know what I mean? Cool. We've invented Clonakilty as a place. We've also got an American. Anyway, we're back at the we're back doing the show. It's the week before Michal gets married. It's a big week for me, obviously.
I think there's going to be a moment on the wedding day where I'm like comforting you.
Yeah, it will be. This is, I'm going to make.
You're going to do great, man.
I am Michael Scott and I am making this fucking thing all about me. Genuinely all about me. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It's the greatest job of all time, so thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If you're enjoying the show, do us a favor, click follow wherever you get your pods. It makes a big difference. Drop a comment under the episode and keep on smiling because we love you. Okay, let's play some voice notes on Eva.
Hi Mark and Mick, love the show. My mum's friend, now this was in the 80s, she was a little bit unhinged, so was her daughter, and
good stuff.
The pest as well. I remember one time the dog, Beautiful, red feather, little bit wild, bit her daughter. And in return, the mother bit the dog on the head. I was horrified. But she was, the things she used to do, she used to say she didn't need to wash her windows because the rain washed them for her. And I remember going to her house for dinner one time and she made the gravy for the dinner out of her teapot that she then made the tea for after dinner.
This is just like completely unhinged. You lost me at biting the dog on the head, to be honest. The fucking Bovril in the pot, the teapot full of slop is actually less offensive than she bit a mutt on the kyaun. Do you know what I mean? Like, chewing out Lassie's hair over dinner. Oh, sorry.
She's coughing up fur balls.
Do you know what I mean? You can't buy it an eye for an eye with a dog. This is completely bananas. And also the red setter, lovely dog. Well, it wasn't because it bites toddlers.
Yes.
Like, and by the way, now that the show's over, I can talk about it on the podcast. It's always the same with people who buy these dogs, aggressive dogs. The interview with the owners every single time. Every single time a dog unfortunately gets at like a toddler or kids. I don't fucking believe it. I just don't fucking believe it. I don't get it. I turned my back for 5 fucking hours. Merely if I merely went away to Tenerife for the weekend, I turned me back. And the fucking dog gets into the kids. I just don't fucking believe. What's the dog's name? What's the dog's name? Assassin. Why is the dog called Assassin? Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's just not in the fucking nature, these two. They were the nicest dogs. Look at the little fucking paws. They're the nicest of dogs. What are their names? Butcher and Cunt. Why are you naming your dogs Butcher and Cunt? So it's not my nature. It is in my nature.
Literally in your nature.
When somebody cheats on someone, oh, you know, it's so unlike me. Well, it isn't because you did it.
You've just done it. Yeah.
Nevertheless, okay, what else? The rain washing the windows. Cool, you're a lunatic. Cool, you are genuinely joining Megan in the penthouse suite at John OG's for a weekend of treatment because you're a complete loon. Oniva, let's go.
My nan's friend is 70 plus. And she always talks about her sex life and how when we're out on it, like at a family event or anything like that she can't wait to go home and bungee jump her husband. And also proceeds to tell us about how her husband buys her lingerie and, yeah, just doesn't stop talking about her sex life. And just to add to that, there was another time that we were all out on a night out and her husband was there with us, obviously. And my brother-in-law was buying another round of drinks. And he asked said husband, did he want another drink? And he said, no. And don't buy one for the wife either, because I won't be able to get her up on me.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Romance is very much 70 years of age. Fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Look, don't knock it. The language around it is a bit strange.
Don't buy my wife another drink because she won't be able to get up on me. Good God. Like,
as part of a normal conversation.
Do you know what I mean? And also, get up on me. You just know that he's the lowest effort shag of all
time. Absolutely.
Stiff as a... Just lying
there,
stiff
over
as
there.
A board. You clamber up on top and he'll give you a spin. Like this solitary waltzer.
Do
you know what I mean? Him just lying there, arms by his side, rigor mortis. It should kick in now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Gives a minute there,
give darling. Gives a minute there. I finish me regal. Like, that is just actually depraved. But hold on. A bungee?
Yeah.
What's that?
Bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping? I mean, if you think about it visually, one would assume it's like stressing the penis.
Ah.
We were like stretching it.
Yeah. It sounds sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You learn something new every day. Oniva. Right.
Okay. So, honest to God, there was one time my mum's now ex-best friend came to visit. She brought with her 4 scones. They had one each with her tea, naturally. But she took the remaining to home with her. Like, who does that? Like, imagine visiting your friend with a cake or something, eating the majority of it and taking home the last wee bit. Like, that's so stingy. Plus, I wanted a scone and I never got one, so maybe that's why I'm so annoyed, but fuck me. I was 12, by the way, and I still remember it. I'm kind of glad now that she's an ex-best friend.
Well, firstly, best of luck with the wedding in August. No, I'm joking. as if it was herself. No, it's completely... It's completely tight. Oh, sure, just as easy if I take them. No, it's not.
No.
leave them there. You brought them as a gift.
Showing up, yeah.
Do you bring things to people's houses every time you go over?
Yeah. Like,
I find it awkward. Like, Darren insists on bringing stuff when we go over to my mum's, but like...
No. You know, if you're going to like a dinner or like something...
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bottle of wine or a box of chocolate's fine.
But yeah.
Like, sometimes you just call over for, you know, a cup of tea.
If you're calling over for a chat, yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Friends-wise... See, the problem is you end up giving them just feckin' wine that sits there and then they give that... Jesus. Hay fever, man.
I nearly took you off the chair.
Well, I wanted to...
Telfast, sorry, even off the air. Telfast is game changer, man. Sorry.
Told you.
Sorry.
No, you're grand.
Yeah. Unreal.
Sorry about that. Sneezing. The hay fever. Yeah, it's just tightness.
Yeah.
Bringing the scones home. Also, ask the kids for the... Bring something for the kids. If you're going over somebody's gaff with kids, don't be like, oh, I brought some salted caramel, like posh. Just bring slop for the kids.
Completely
Kids
agree.
Want chewy shite. Yes, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely agree.
I am not in the era of like, oh, I got some 70% black bean chocolate. Good luck, like.
No, get away.
I don't know what the consensus there is, but I have no problem with kids having a bit of shite every now and then.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
It's good to have little treats.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Agree. Yeah.
Okay. Parenting 101 from Michael, who had zero children to his name, or at least that he stands over. We all know about US. The
Stop
US that time. That summer in the US.
Stop that.
Yeah. She went to University of Tennessee, 23. So I've seen the pics.
Okay.
He's a lovely little fellow. Let's go.
So my mum's French wasn't particularly annoying, but she just had a very, very posh accent. We do not. But she sounded English. She was Irish. I don't know where the accent came from. But myself and my brother were home alone one day. It was about 9 or 10 and the house phone rang and it was mum's friend. And, you know, she said, hello, was your mum there? And all I could think was, oh my God, imagine being that posh. And I replied, no. And then I just hung up the phone. I couldn't cope. What if any son you up?
Sorry. I mean, it's... I don't know what the fuck that was in. I feel like it's grand if you're doing it to a posh person.
Yes.
It's very different if they're from the Shenzhen province.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean, though? If all of a sudden somebody's ringing up from Bangladesh,
okay,
it's very much you can't do it.
Yes, I'd like to think so, yeah.
You know?
I think you'd be familiar with that nuance.
In terms of?
Just your relationship with accents.
I like exploring every different accent, and I personally believe that no accent should be off the cards. As long as you're doing the accent without the... with a joke, it's subject versus target.
Yes,
subject doesn't matter. Absolutely. As long as the target isn't. If you're doing an accent, but to make the person who has that accent look stupid, then it's a problem.
Totally.
If you're just going to do something like that and then like rely on some absolutely jaded trope or stereotype, well then of course you're the problem.
Yes, of course.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Like the Giovanni Giunababere. There's like loads of Italians that just love it. There's loads of, weirdly, a huge Somali. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, exactly. A huge Somali population commenting on Earth saying that they love it and they want me to do Somali impressions.
Oh, really?
Well, I think they're saying that it's hard because the coverage out in the pirate ships isn't as... the old 4G and the kidnapped the old 4G and the kidnapped HSS. No, I'm joking. Genuinely though, they're like, call some Somali restaurants in London pretending to be Somali.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to have to do it. But I don't know, because obviously I do sort of like, I feel like I do okay Yoruba, but I'm not great with the Somali, so I'll need to figure it out.
Okay, you can do some research.
Yeah, I'll do some research in reverse.
The HSS.
The HSS is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
Occupied in waters other known. Okay, let's go.
Hey Mark, you don't have to remove my voice, it doesn't bother me. So... Yeah, I was in a pretty bad accident, like bad. It ended up with my father with a long-term disability and Jesus. Could never work again.
Oh.
My mother was actually fine.
Oh.
Me and my dad were both hospitalized.
Oh.
And her friend came out to see how she was doing a while after. And I was bringing her in a cup of coffee that I made her.
Perfect.
And she, when I walked in the door, she said, she looked at me and she goes, hey, were you trying to kill your poor mother altogether? And I just looked back at her in complete and utter shock because I was still in severe shock over the whole situation. And I kind of nervously laughed and walked out.
I mean, there are no words sometimes, but I suppose I'll try. I mean, yes, people get awkward. People get really socially awkward. This person has been through a life-changing experience.
Sure.
Her father, unfortunately, is now disabled as a result and will never work again. She suffered traumatic shock as well as physical injuries. The mum somehow is unscathed.
Mm.
I probably wouldn't be like the making of the coffee. It's, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's the redemption arc. That, oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't think that we need to know. Like, you made a cup of coffee. Yeah. You've done nothing wrong as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
I just find it fucking, excuse me, mental that somebody would be so unbelievably, mind-numbingly insensitive to somebody else's blatant trauma.
Completely.
And that is like, Asher, you know, there's an element in Irish culture that's just like, Asher, they didn't mean anything by us. Well, they should, by the way. This whole not meaning anything by anything. Cool, maybe they should just fucking think before they open their mouth. And I think it should be acceptable more to like, sort of, you know, slap them on the forehead, as it were, verbally, and say, sorry, what? That's an outrageous thing to say. I've just been through an unbelievably horrific accident and an ordeal, an ongoing ordeal with dad's injuries. Do you know what I mean?
Totally agree.
That drives me up the wall.
It's always the people who think they're funny and witty as well, and they just have no...
Oh, well, they say things, they go, ah, well, you know me. No, you know you.
Yeah.
Ah, you know me, I just say things. Yeah, but so you're aware that you say things. Mm. You're not there, you know, who actually... You don't believe the rain is washing your windows.
Completely.
You're not cooking gravy in a teapot. So you aren't a complete, you know...
Yeah.
You haven't been booted in the frontal lobe by a hippo. Do you know what I mean? Wearing Doc Martens. The Big Show from the WWF golden era... hasn't choke slammed you on the pavement repeatedly until you start thinking it's appropriate to wash the windows with rainwater. Do you know what I mean?
Totally, totally.
So you are knowingly, it's like those people who say, it's sort of the equivalent of the, I'm just asking the question. No, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're not just poking the bear. You are intentionally saying something that is just to ruffle people's feathers.
Completely.
Oh, that really, really winds me up.
I always feel as well, if you ever call people like that out, you're seen as the...
This is the thing, you're the antagonist.
Yeah.
And then it's this whole culture of, Asher, don't mind Helen. You know the way she's always like that? Cool, but if we all know that she's like that, why don't we say that to her and go, stop Helen. Every time she says something rude, just go, stop, that's really rude. Or just go, that's weird. That's a weird thing to say, Helen. Mm-hmm. That's a really rude thing to say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's not okay.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a shame that we're ending on such a miserable one.
Mm.
Any good news? This is your last weekly roast before you get married.
It is. No, honestly, I'm just looking forward to getting away. I'm really excited to see how you get on. I think you're going to smash the wedding.
It's my day.
Yep.
And if you or that wet... No, I'm joking. I love Kate. I can't wait. You see, this is the thing. I'm not going to do anything stupid because whatever... If it was just your day, I'd probably do some slop. I'd probably throw in a couple of curveballs.
Completely.
But Kate is the sweetest, kindest, gorgeous, you know.
Thank you.
There is no way that I will take this any less than extraordinarily. I will take it more seriously than a former techno boy who now works in Grand Canal Dock and goes out for his 34-minute lunch break to get an O'Brien sandwich and is listening to Paco Osuno going, good God, get me back to Berlin.
I'm with you.
That's sort of serious.
I feel that, yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
See you next week.
You won't see me next week. You're gone.
Oh, no. I'll actually see you in Portugal.
I'll see you in Portugal, yes. Okay. Guys, that's all we have time for today. So, let's wish Mystery Mick a beautiful adieu on his way. Why don't you drop a little message beneath the podcast wishing him well on his way? That's all we have time for. I'm off to go and reevaluate every single life choice that you have ever made. But before I go, one final shout out to our friends in Button Up Box. If you want a guggy with a shinier coat, more energy, and, let's be honest, smaller poos, you need to get them on this. You can get these fresh, tailored meals delivered to your door, or you can even find Butternut in Maxi Zoo stores now, if you're out and about. It's not fancy or just for poodles and sweaters. It's just proper, healthy food for every dog. Head over to butternutbox.com/weeklyroast or use the code weeklyroast, that was cool, to get 50% off your first two boxes. Your dog will thank you, even if they still refuse to listen to you in the park. See you next week. Much love.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast, a Go Light original. With thanks to butternutbox.com, delivering tailored meals straight to your door. Because fresh food means happy dogs.